Okay, we go. Good in Erev Rosh Chodesh, or good Chodesh to all those. Has Hashem, I'll be learning the five ideas on Parshas Tazrim Matzorah, Tav Shepayal, five short ideas. Lo Nishas Rosh Chapar Basamosha, my wife's grandmother, and my own grandfather, whose yartzeit was last week, Reuven Ben Rav Chaim. First idea comes to us from the Meshech Chachma, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav. The Pasuk says, Malo Sime Tahara Leben Olabas, Tavin Keves Ben Shanasa Leola, on the completion of the days of her purity, for the son or the daughter, she shall to bring a certain carbon, for a male, for a female, we know the different days when that happens. But says the Meshech Chacham, a beautiful insight. Why does the Pasuk say, Melosi Mei Tahara Lebein Ulebas? Just say, Zachar or Nekeva. What's Ben or Bas? And he says something beautiful. He says, at the end of the halachically, we know that the baby doesn't have a status of a Ben or a Bas until 30 days. Avashal Salida, Inorak Zachar or Nekeva. Sha'adayin Sofik Nefel, but Nefel Eno Ben. At the end of the day, the Gemara tells us in Nazir, and Daf Yamamadav, that when the baby is born, until 30 days, the baby's not considered fully there yet. Only once it comes to the Yimei Tahara, the Leben or Labas, then it comes to completion of 30 days, then it could be called a son, and then it could be called a daughter. Maybe we could say our own Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is very easy to be when you're in it, when you're in Yontav of Pesach, when you're in the Yontav of Shabbos, when you're in the Kiddush of Shabbos. But how important is it to be able to take that inspiration and be able to take that and making it last? The Kosher Glover, we said this last week, we'll say it again, the Eretz Tzvi, whose yard site was just Erev Shabbos, Chav Zayin, Nisan. He tells us, what's this idea that we tell the Chacham? He asks, Ma Chukam, Ma Meshpatim, and he says, Eim Aftin Achar Pesach, you're not allowed to eat after the Karim Pesach. What's Pshat? How does that answer the Chacham's question? Says the Kosher Glover, beautiful insight. He says, the Chacham is asking his question, what are these halachas? But we're telling him, it's not about right now. Eim Aftin Achar Pesach, make sure at the end of the day, it's not you just being inspired on Seder night. You're not allowed to eat anything after the Karim Pesach. Pshat, explanation? Make sure to take the Kiddush of Pesach with you. Make sure not to just be inspired on the day of someone when you're born or when you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to be able to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the 30 days after, in the 3 minutes after. To take HaKadosh Baruch Hu with you. Aim after and achar Pesach. And maybe you could say that's the same idea of the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma is really talking about a halachic status. We're going to take the idea of making more a machshava. At the end of the day, to be able to take something, take that we're inspired, be able to bring it into action, be able to bring it into our own Avodas Hashem, and a beautiful insight on the Meshech Chachma and the Kosher Glover. Zuchus Togina Hashem Kam Domo. Moving on to idea number two. Second idea comes to us from the Ach Pri Tvua, the Rebbe of Liska, the Rebbe of Reb Shai Lekarastil, whose yahrzeit is this week. It says, Perek Yigim HaPasik Beis, Odom Ki Ba'or Besaros Esos Apachos Ba'eres. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to tell Aaron all these halachas, all about the halachas about Tzaras. But the Pasuk is a very interesting lesson of Odom. Odom. Odom Ki Ba'or Besar. What's Pshat with the lesson of Odom? And the Ach Pritvua, the Rebbe of Liska, the Liska Rav, picks up on this when he says, when the Chazal tell us that only Klai Yisrael is called Adam. Yisrael Bevar Krim Adam. Hashem Ha'achtus. Right? Adam, there's no plural for Adam. Adam is one. At the end of the day, why'd say Adam here? It's very simple. Because this guy forgot that he's Ba'achtus. He forgot that he's part of the Klai Yisrael. Adam, when you forget you're part of Klai Yisrael, then Kiba Obasar says Sapachas Beharis. He say Lashonar about someone, that's what caused you to have Tzaraas. Odom Lahoros, Ki Me'achash Ha'ol Apagam Ma'achtus Loka, B'Tzaraas Hava, Lashonar, Nevas, Mi'piri Lavavos. You didn't realize that you're all together. Like the Ha'elig of Tanya tells us, in Lamed Beis of Tanya, Perek Lamed Beis, the heart of Tanya, right here. L'chenis Nikru Kol Yisrael Achim Mamish, Misad Shorsh Nafshem, B'Hashem Echad, Rak Sha'agufim Mechulakim. Only our bodies, says the Tanya, only our bodies are different. When it comes down to we're one neshama, we're one soul, we're one family. That's the whole Talmid Rabbi Akiva, Sivir Soimer. To be able to make sure we work on our achdus, we work on our midos, we work on our interpersonal relationships, because we're all one. At the end of the Gemara Chazal say, if you cut your right hand, your left, would your left hand now go cut your right hand? Of course not. It's the same thing with Klal Yisrael. This guy, the Adam, he forgot who he was. He forgot that you're part of the nation called Klal Yisrael. Whether you keep Yom Ha'atzmaut or Yom HaZikaron, whatever it is. At the end of the day, we're one nation. We're the Jewish people. Klal Yisrael. Hitler didn't care if you kept Yom HaZikaron or Yom Ha'atzmaut. He didn't care. You're a Jew is a Jew. So Hitler doesn't care. Why should we care? At the end of the day, maybe it should have achdus, especially this week, to be able to make sure you have achdus, whether you say halal or don't say halal, whatever it is. At the end of the day, to be able to make sure to have achdus. Adam. Because Klai Yisrael is called Adam, not the rest of the world, says Chazal. And this guy forgot, and then that's why he got punished with Tzaraas. So to take this idea from Rav Heschel Lifsker, this is where Rav Shaila Karastil got his obvious Yisrael from. He's incredible, obviously got it from his Rebbe, from the Ach Pritvul, Rav Tzvi Herschel Lifsker. Beautiful insight from the Tanya. We went to idea number three. Idea number three and 3b, actually, both one from Tazria, one from Mitzorah. The idea comes from Shalom of Bells, the last passing of Parshas Tazria. Zois Torahs Nega Tzaraas Begat Atzemer, Al Pishim, Al Jisio Erev, Klikol, Or the Tara Lotama. This is the law of the Tzaras affliction of garment. As a wool or linen, the warp of any leather utensil declare pure or declare it impure. Says Roshalma Bells, what's this lashon of Zos Toras neged Tzaras? He says, Tachlis HaTorah, the whole point of the Torah. Zos Toras, what's Toras? The whole point of the Torah. Tachlis HaTorah, Zos Toras, he sha'odam yitar ma'isav. B'kach yinotzim nigom litarah. The Torah is supposed to change us. It's supposed to affect us. It's supposed to purify us. That's why Zos Toras, it says the lotion of Toras, not the halacha. Zos Toras neged Tzaras. Because the Torah is supposed to purify a person and be able to make sure that we change in our actions. And this is later on, find in the pasuk later on in Parshas Mitzorah, Yudalad Nun Dalad. The first pasuk in Chamishi in a regular year in Mitzorah. Zos HaTorah L'chol Negat Tzaras L'Nosek. Zos HaTorah, says the Degel Machan Ephraim, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. B'koich HaTorah, so the Torah of Koach, the Koach of Torah, Liripos HaSanegom, B'chatuch Li'od, Zos Torah L'chol Negat Tzaras. The Koach of Torah is able to cure, able to bring a person back. Just a little piece of Torah. Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg gave a gevaldik shir to listen to more, but he gave a whole shir about Tzvi Yisrael Mizdavka and Talmud Torah. But to make sure, because at the end of the day, the Shalom Bells, the last pekin Tazriel, or this pasuk in Mitzorah, Yidalad Nidalad, there's Torah sa Mitzorah. At the end of the day, the Torah is supposed to affect us. Like Rabbi Goldberg likes to quote from Ruchaim, Ruchaim Velozhiner, in the Perik Vav and Perik Yavas, Umechsharto. The Torah is supposed to be Umechsharto. What's Umechsharto? And not only does it make us kosher, but it kashes us. It catches us. It makes us more kosher. It makes us more holy. It cleans us out. Like we just cleaned out all our houses of chametz. And we kasher our kitchens. So that's why we have to kasher our neshamas. And how do we kasher our neshama? Dafka through learning, through living, and being on fire with Torah. Spreading Torah, living Torah, and learning Torah. What a beautiful insight from the Neshama of Bells, the Del Gamach and Ephraim, and the Holy Rav Chaim Velozhiner. Moving on to Din number 4. Din number 4 comes to us in the Bas Ayin. Beginning of Mitzorah. So we have three ideas coming from Parshas Mitzorah. Now, last two are for Tazria. We slipped in one there from Mitzorah in the beginning of Tazria as well. So it's really three and three. But Perek Yudalad Pasuk Gimel from the Bas Ayin, Rav Avram Dov of Avrich, he's buried in Tzfat in the Holy Cemetery next, right next, a few spots away from the Beis Yosef, the Baal Chadoidi, from Alkabat. Here we go. Yudalad Gimel. Yatzal Koin Am Luchus Amachana, the Ra Koin Vihine Nirpa Negat Tzaras Mina Tzaruah. What happens? The coin has to evaluate. He comes to the camp. He has to come see if the Tzaras went away. And says about sign, what's the idea here on this lashon of nirpa neged tzaras mina tzaruah? Pashup shot is that the tzaras affliction had been healed from the mitzora. Says the Basayin, you have to read it differently. B'shah sheyisbonim misibas tzaras yachid b'yakir b'cheto min hatzaruah means min hatzaruah doesn't go back on the coin. Min hatzaruah goes on the person who got tzaras. As a muvtach sheyirpa v'hine nirpa. He says that at the end of the day, you want to know when a person does tshuva. Neged tzaras min hatzaruah. Min hatzaruah, then the person has the time to have his boninus, and he felt like he did tshuva. Then that's a simon, the ra koin, and then a vihine nirpa. And then that's a simon that he'll be zochet to be healed. At the end of the day, we have to be able to take this time, be able to take time every single day to have his boninus, be able to do tshuva every single day, to have cheshbon nefesh. Like Rav Richard Meyer Morganson has a beautiful insight in his Hesiver Biyam Darkech over here. And this is the every minute of Sfira Sa'imer to be able to work on our midos. We did chesed and we're finishing Shem Gvur, we're not going to Teferis. L'chem b'rega shabalo adam taiva, when a person has a taiva, who tzarek lahavin, shabalo achshav koech lehavas Hashem. At the end of the day, I could channel this love for food or for something else, or I could channel for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'meila yaskim yal asuk b'zeh olachnis al harkosha sha'avas Hashem. And when I'm having this tremendous simcha, I have to be able to channel it. And when you have a gvur, you have to channel that as well. You have to know when to use which midah. But to have that is bonus. Nirpa neged tzaras min hatzaruah. It's not talking about the coin. Says the Baal Zayin, that's one pshat. That's a simple explanation. The deeper explanation is that the neged tzaras min hatzaruah, that he has the time, he took the time that Baal Tzaras, took the time to think and to contemplate what he did wrong. When someone does that, v'yakir b'cheto min hatzaruah, then he zochet to the hini nirpa, then he zochet to the refuah. What a beautiful insight from the Baal Zayin and from Mitzvah Meyer Morganson on the koich of his boinu of cheshbon nefesh, not to make us feel bad chas v'shalom, but to make us feel good. Obviously, tshuva, it's going to be hard, but you start with positive. You start with thinking about the good, and then you go to get through the nitty gritty. But Rabbi Nachman said, at the end of the day, most of the day is tshuva b'simcha, and then you have a little time of the day where you're able to go through the details. But most of the day is lamash tshuva b'simcha. Maybe we'll talk about that another time. We went on to idea number 5. Idea number 5 comes to the base of Yisrael of Ger, the son of the Imre Emes, also the Ger Rebbe. V'shav perek yudal amates. V'shav akomim mishiv ra'yinin pasa negabi kiros abayis. The coin shall return the seventh day. He shall look and behold the affliction that spread the walls of the house. At the end of the day, they spread on the walls of the house. Says the base is all deeper idea over here. What's the lashon of a shava coin that the coin returns? He says at the end of the day, the coin does tshuva. Barak la'achasha koin atzmo yasha b'tshuva. V'shav ha'koin. V'shav doesn't return. V'shav means b'tshuva. When the koin himself does tshuva, b'koichu ligrom tov al zeh shel habayis. Then the koin himself has the ability to affect the Baal Tzara'as' house as well. At the end of the day, we know when it comes to halachically, when it comes to the someone who killed by accident, the coin gadol has to be able to, and he runs away to the city of refuge, to the Eir Miklat. At the end of the day, the coin has to take responsibility so to hear by the tshuva. Because at the end of the Aaron HaKoin, his children are the Oyv Shom or Odiv Shom. Says the basis of the Shava coin. Only once the coin does tshuva, then the rest of the house and the rest of Klai, so the house of people that Taras can do tshuva as well. This is incredible insight from the Vilna Gaon, who told the Dibna Ma'ad. The Dibna Ma'ad asked the Vilna Gaon, how do I inspire other people? The Vilna Gaon says, look at a cup. Once you build yourself up and you're constantly on fire with Havodas Hashem, then the people around you will be affected. But you have to be that overflowing cup. Once you're inspired, once you're connected to Rabbon Hashem, once you're sincerely and genuinely connected to Rabbon Hashem, then you could affect others. And that's exactly the idea from the Beis Yisrael. We have to have the coin has to be able to tshuva and be able to help people, other people do tshuva as well. Let's review these five ideas. You start off with the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma tells us why Zavka does the Pasuk use in Yud Beis Vav the Lashon Laben or Labas, not Zachar Nekeva? Because the Gemara Nazir tells us at the end of the day, they're not considered. The Gemara Nazir, you give them one off. You're not considered a Zachar Nekeva. Are not considered a ben or a bas until 30 days. Once the 30 days comes, then below simei tahar, then you consider a ben or a bas. At the end of the day, we brought that was halachic idea. Hashkafically as well, the kosher Gover told us at the end of the day, im aftir nachi pesach. We tell the chacham at the sit. It's not about the nitty gritties right now. It's beautiful you're learning, but to take the kedusha, to take the shtokikus, to take the yearning, to be able to take it with you. We'll say over a deal we didn't say before, but this is what Shimon Traub writes in his sefer when it says. In Shiar Shirim, how beautiful are your shoes? But we know when it comes down to when you go to Yerushalayim, you don't wear your shoes. When you bring your carbon Pesach, when you come to Shal Shagam, you have to take your shoes off. Because it says Rosh Hashanah, it's not about your shoes when you get there. How beautiful are your shoes when you leave? Because at the end of the day, to come to Yerushalayim, to come to Yom, to come to Shabbos, is to take that ore, to take that inspiration, to take that light. How beautiful are your shoes when you put them back on? When you put them back on, making things last. Beautiful Meshech Chacham, Eretz Tzvi, and Rav Shimon Traub. Sending you from the Ach Pitfu, we said, why is it called Lashon Adam? Adam, because only Klai Yisrael is called Adam. And this guy made a mistake. He said Lashon Hara, and that's why he got Sarast. Not the Tanya tells us, the Paraglam and Beis, in the leave of Tanya, the heart of Tanya, that we're all one Neshama. We have different bodies, but we're all one. And the Gemara Yavamas, Samach Beis, the whole Indian, the Sriyas Oymis, Shalom Nagel Kovat, Zebazet, to be able to realize that we're all one. Beautiful lesson on Achdus from the Ach Pitfu, the Rebbe of Reb Shalal Karastir, Hershel Elisker, and the Tanya. Moving on to Din number 3, Reb Shalom of Bells, and Dergamach Nefraim. And the Rechaim Velozhiner says, what's the Zohar's Torah's negative taras? Because at the end of the day, the Torah is to be able to help us, affect us, the Taro or the Tamo. When we learn Torah, to how does it affect us? That does it make us more kind, more patient, and more caring? That's the whole point of the Torah. And that's what we said in the Degel Ma'ach Ephraim. It says later on, Zohar's Torah's ben nega l'chol nega taras. The Torah is the cure, it's the medication to all of a person's difficulties. As Rav Chaim Velazhiner, Rabbi Goldberg likes to quote, the Torah is mecharto. It purifies a person. It kashes a person up. It kashes our midos, especially by learning a little bit. It makes us a holy, more healthier person. And that's the kedusha of Torah, of living, learning, and spreading Torah. The fourth idea, sent from the Basayin, negatras minatzeru. The coin comes to check on the, meaning it comes to see if it's done. Because at the end of the day, negatras minatzeru means when he views himself, min hatzarua, when he views himself, then v'hinei nirpa. When a person takes the time for his bonus, and takes the time for cheshbon and nefesh, then it's zolcha to move to that he'll be healed. And that's Rav Yitzchak Meyer Morganson Shlita said. Whole point of Sirius Omer is to be able to think about our midos, about to channel them, to use them the right way, to take the time to his bonus, to mavat ourselves to the bodesham. Beautiful insight of the Basayin, Rav Yitzchak Meyer. The fifth and final idea, the Beis Yisrael and the Vilna Gaon, the Beis Yisrael told us for Shava Koin. What's the Shava Koin? Pashup Shai. He returns to see if the guy Tzara still has Tzara's on his walls. But if a Shava Koin means the coin actually does tshuva himself, and then he sees to see if he does tshuva himself, then he sees at the end of the day he could have been able to affect others. And that's a point the Vilna Gaon told the Dubna Magid. When the Dubna Magid asked him, his student, he asked his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, how do you do tshuva? How do you make other people inspired? When you do tshuva yourself, when you're on fire, when you're the Koisi Yervaya, when you're that Kiddushka, that overflowing cup, then you could spread Kedusha to others. When you're on fire for the Bonashim, you could spread it to others. Shibizochem et Hashem, as you head into the Aniyah, to the ER, to Aniyah Hashem Rafecha. I think last year we talked about the Kedusha of learning Torah, Dafka, and specifically ER. Shibizochem et Hashem, Aniyah Hashem Rafecha. The all Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless all the people who need refuahs, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. All the refuahs of the Kedusha of ER, Mitzvah Hashem, to make things less, to make things permanent to make sure we become changed, change people every single time we come through something holy, the mid of achdus and amidos and interpersonal relationships, to use kedusha of Torah, to learn, to love, and to spread Torah, to take time, to do zbuninus, to think about our own avodas Hashem, and to understand if we want to affect others, first we have to focus on ourselves and work on ourselves. Good chodesh.